It's Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. The students coming back to Columbia, and we're getting ready here on the Mizzou campus. And tonight we're talking with several people from the university about different areas and how things are going. And our next guest is Michelle Fraze. She has a wonderful title. It's one of those that has to be continued on the next card. She's the Assistant Director for Strategic Communications for Student and Auxiliary Services.
Yes.
Michelle, welcome.
Thanks for having me here. It does roll trippingly off the tongue,
doesn't it? Yes. Okay, now what's the quick and dirty explanation of what you really do?
I make sure that all of the services and programs that we offer through Student Auxiliary Services, which are the University of Missouri bookstores, the Mizzou store, and the student unions, I make sure that we are communicating our value, and I'm a liaison to make sure that we're delivering what we say we're going to deliver. And work with all of our different customers.
You used the words there that I want to get to right away. For people that were in school here 15 or 20 years ago, it's not the university bookstore anymore.
No, it's not. We went through a rebranding process, and we changed our name to the Mizzou store. And that was not done lightly.
Yeah.
But one of the things that we had, and you see this nationally in college stores, although everything was supposed to have been digital by today, you know, 10 years ago, we were all supposed to be
everybody's
with our
have
digital
their thing
chips
on their, yeah, right.
and reading our textbooks, you know, through our digital chips. What happens 20 to 30 years from now if there's not a hard book that you sell? And what does that say to your customer if you're a bookstore? Well, why would I go to the bookstore? But we deliver a lot more than books. I mean, our primary mission is to carry the course materials in the most cost-effective way that we can for our students. But we also help support the Mizzou brand and the brands of the other campuses that we serve in the system. So
I'm glad you brought that up. So I want to real briefly jump in and interrupt you here. When we talk about the Mizzou stores, yes, you've got the store here on the campus, and you're providing the books for the students here. But the group you're working with is also operating the store at UMSL, at RALA, at Science and Tech, and also at UMKC.
Right. We work through a shared services model. It's kind of unique in higher education and campus retail. We started with the Mizzou store here. And we also operate the unions within Student Auxiliary Services. And we found we were sharing a lot of resources, like through communications or marketing or HR and IT, and thought, well, you know, it's hard for small college stores to buy things in bulk. So, for example, we sell more $9.99 Mizzou T-shirts in every color under the sun. It's the most popular thing. You get a good price break when you buy those blank colors and then put the Mizzou or UMSL or UMKC on it. If you're a small store like UMKC was before they were part of our group, you don't get that kind of price break. So we luckily have very entrepreneurial leaders and said, you know what? Maybe we can do something here. So the first store that we started with was at RALA.
Oh,
and
sure.
What it does, it expands the pricing. We were able to expand used textbooks. The number of used textbooks we can offer to the different campuses. It also opens up a lot in terms of technology because small college stores will not get the same kind of inventory that you could get if you can buy collectively, and then you distribute it across. And then you save money, too, because you're not replicating efforts. You don't need buyers on every single campus. You need centralized buying for textbooks, for technology, for insignia, you know, the things that have the different marks on it, for clothing, even for notebooks and pens. So you can save money, which is good for each campus that you serve. I mean, and we're an institutional store.
Yeah, and explain what that means, because I know that's something that's a big deal for you guys to talk about.
Institutional, but we're owned and operated by the University of Missouri. And the Mizzou store was founded in 1899. So we've been around for a while. It means then that the profits that we generate are reinvested back into the campuses that we serve.
Okay.
And we don't take GO funding. We are self-supporting auxiliary. We have to pay our own way. But what's left over after you pay the bills is reinvested back in
back
there.
Into the school.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good for people to know. Michelle Fraze with us. And the Mizzou store, as you mentioned, things have evolved a bit. We talked about the fact that there's less in the way of general books, which for some of us is a little bit of a drag because we always like going through there and going through the books. But you've got a lot more space now for the Mizzou gear and people that are looking for the black and gold T-shirt to wear to the ball game on Saturday or whatever. There's a lot of that going on.
Well, there is. And I think, you know, moving to the SEC has created so much excitement. And when you want to support your university, you wear the university brand. And so one of the role of a college store is to help with that brand identity.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to we do it really well, I think. You walk into the Mizzou store either here, and we have a smaller store in Chesterfield that that serves that community. No, not textbooks, but all of the branded gear. And you know you're part of Mizzou, and you see iconic pieces like the columns or the life-size statue of Truman the Tiger, and it's part of that experience. I want you to have that experience. I'd like you to buy a T-shirt because it's good for our campus.
Sure.
But it's important that we be able to support that brand. And, you know, when you have a highly identifiable brand, more people are interested in finding out about what programs you offer, what the university offers. So I think it's important that college stores do that. I think we do it well.
We did this show first, 7 or 8 years ago, talking about getting ready for the school. And I talked with you then, mm-hmm. and we talked about the fact that it's a very busy time and getting ready for all these students coming in and all the new people that are going to be a little bewildered by the whole process. Talk a little bit about how this has all changed. I mean, I know we all thought by this point they were all going to be carrying their books around in a digital format on their cell phones or whatever, and it's not there yet. Kids are still walking around with real live books. But talk about how the process has changed over these years.
The process for freshmen is very much the same.
Mm-hmm.
So we have about 10,000 combined early bird textbook reservations and online orders that are for in-store pickup. So online is growing. Online purchases by students, it's growing, and will probably one day replace the early bird program, except when freshmen are visiting with their families, it's a great service to say, you know what? We'll pull your schedule at the end of the semester, which is what we're doing now. We'll put it in a box. We're going to go through the box with you when you show up to pick up your books. You can decide if you want these. We'll make sure you get first choice of used if you check that little box, which you definitely want to do. If you want digital, if there's an option, we'll put that in too. And then you'll have it all packaged and ready to go. And so that's a great service.
One of the things I think is going to be evolving and probably already is so much of what you're talking about there, especially with the brand new baby freshman, is going to be something that mom and dad is helping out with. You're getting to the point now where most of these students are going to have mom and dad who are at least somewhat internet savvy, and they're not going to be sitting there going, I don't have an internet, what is that about? And so that, mm-hmm. that's got to be helpful for you guys too.
Well, and I think one of the things, I think being able to purchase on the internet keeps you honest and keeps you competitive. So, for example, if you go to the MizzouStore.com,
mm-hmm.
and you can look up your courses, the books for your courses, and you can compare those prices to other online competitors. So we're kind of proud of the fact that even when people go compare, 85% of our customers stick with us to complete that transaction. So I think you do need to be competitive, and we do have students and parents who are looking on the internet trying to figure out, well, should I buy it from an internet source, or should I go to the bookstore to do it, the campus store? And we want you to come to the store because we'll stand behind what we sell. It's our job to have the right book at the time that you need it. And unless you are very savvy with ISBN numbers, which are the little codes on the backs of books, it can take a long time to piecemeal something together.
I remember being in school 100 years ago and having to just walk through with the schedule in my hand and say, mm-hmm. okay, I've got to find this book. Where is it
yep.
here? And trying to find my geography book or whatever. Michelle Frey's with us, and I know that you're probably at the point now a week or two out from campus. There's a certain amount of automation. The internet's a wonderful thing, but you've probably still got a room full of people sitting there putting books in boxes right now, don't you?
We've hired about 100 temps
wow.
to be cashiers, to pull books, to put the boxes together, to put the books in the boxes. We have temps out at our distribution center because we're getting an inventory that needs to go back and forth. We have, you know, 3 to 5 runs from the distribution center bringing things in. And inventory is still coming in. We haven't gotten all of our book orders yet. You know, sometimes you have new faculty who are adding a class at the last minute. So we're getting shipments in, and it takes a lot of people. And then you think about the number of students who come back just for that first week of classes who are in the store, mm-hmm. and it is staggering. It's fun, too. We all volunteer and help with line control, and we make it move fast, try to make it fun. But you need a lot of people to help get that through.
I bet. Let me ask you one final question. We're talking a lot about getting the students ready for school and all of that stuff, but we mentioned the fact that there's also the Mizzou gear there, and that's not just for Mizzou students. That's for anybody. People are going to be able to go by there on a Saturday before the game and grab stuff, right?
Oh, absolutely. We open early, depending on when the game starts, and we stay open late, depending on when the game ends. And every Friday before a home football game, you can get 25% off black and gold clothing and items. So that's great, and that's exciting and fun, and we try to make it as fun as possible.
And without falling into being a shill, the money goes back into Mizzou, so it's another way to support the campus besides just wearing a Tigers t-shirt.
And I think that's important, and I think if you ask any of our staff, they take great pride in the fact that their work helps fund things like the MU Student Center. And we have helped, because we're in the Division of Student Affairs, which is a great place to be, we're able to help provide support we put funding towards Dankowski Intramural Field,
nice.
Or the Student Success Center, or the Gaines Old Black Culture Center. That's fantastic. So that's what we want to do.
And I'm sure, that particularly with the alums, that's a big deal to them. All right, Michelle Fraze, again, remind me the website again for people that are interested in finding either their books and materials for class or their new Tiger cap.
Okay. It is The Mizzou Store, one word, and keep the "the" in there. It's themizzoustore.com.
Fantastic. Good to see you again, Michelle. Thanks for coming
in. Nice to see you.